There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Whether it's football, hockey, basketball, soccer, Bet Rivers has you covered. Every week, new promotions. Tuesday, hockey first goal insurance. Sunday, football parlay insurance. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. Great house specials. Over 800 different ways to bet the World Cup every match. At BetRivers, it's a whole new game.
Here we go. A lot of fun this weekend. Championship weekend in college football. Professional sports better college football handicapper Brad Powers joins the program. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Thanks for having me, guys. Doing well.
We have to begin by doing something that you're probably not going to love, but it's, you know, at this point, you probably just got to laugh, right? You were on Utah State plus 17 last Friday, a week ago today, against Boise. And you tweeted, if you can explain what you were going through emotionally watching the game, if it was predictable in your opinion, and you actually called this, and you were involved in the Belk Bowl, for those who remember that bad beat. You called the Utah State side the worst beat of your life.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you've been living under a rock as far as the sports gambling community last week, I mean, what we had was a Utah State team. That was a 17-point underdog. That was the high mark now, right before the game. And one of the reasons why I doubled down on Utah State was the fact that Boise State was missing several starters. And you had to question their motivation with the Mountain West Championship game on deck. But flash forward to a minute and a half left in the game, Utah State is a 17-point underdog. It's down five, and they're at the Boise State 11-yard line. They're trying to win the game outright as a significant underdog. They throw a pick. You're thinking, you know, Boise State's going to kneel down, end the game. There is some timeouts for Utah State. They called them, but, I mean, basically a first down, game's over. It's a kneel-down situation. Boise State runs somehow a quarterback read option for 90-yard touchdown. And then, I mean, then you're in trouble at that point because, you know, Utah State's going to start throwing with the backup. And I got to be honest with you, it wasn't that hard to predict the pick six because if you watched the previous three plays prior to the fourth down, it almost appeared like he was trying to turn the football over. So I even tweeted it out. I'm like, here comes the pick six.
Yeah. Oh, and, no.
And there it came. So I know a lot of people got on me because I spoke it into existence. But if you've been doing this long enough, you get that feeling.
Yep.
And I did not have good feelings. Yep. And it was a bad one.
Condolences. You immediately said it was worse than the Belk Bowl, too. Which it think was, about yeah. that. Oh, my God. That puts in a perspective. And then it didn't end. I mean, what did you have here? 25 points of closing line value? You bet LSU plus 14 and a half in the summer against A&M. Now you despise Kelly.
Well, I haven't liked Kelly for a while, but I mean. Yeah, in the summer, 14. I bet it. Look, I was not big on LSU coming in the season, but again, you shop around. Different sports books have different odds, and I thought in particular the Westgate was much lower on LSU than the rest of the market. So I won a lot of bets with LSU in a bunch of their game of the year lines, but In this particular one, it was my, I mean, when you look at closing line value, it's the most closing line value I had on any game this year. 1,000-plus bets, the one with the most. And it really comes down to, I don't know why he's going for two at mm-hmm. the end, down 15. But he goes for two, they don't get it, and I lose by a half point. Just goes to show you, there are no locks. There are no guarantees. Aim with 24.5 points.
Yep.
So did that one actually, in the end, did that one hurt worse than Utah State? And then would you come back with in that game to have that big of a middle? Did you come back with Texas A&M plus the points? What'd you do?
Nah, it wasn't that big a bet, so I just let it ride. You know what? I wasn't paying attention. I totally forgot about it, to be honest with you. So I didn't watch it live, and it was not nearly as painful as the Utah State game just because I had forgotten about it and didn't watch it.
We'll talk about your portfolio coming up and how you're going to and betting advice for the Bulls in a second. But let's go rapid fire here now, too. We have a game at 10 in the morning, and it's on television, Pacific time. Is this important to you that they are making up this Akron-Buffalo game from a win total standpoint?
It is. I bet Buffalo over 5 wins, so I need them to win this game today because, you know, you got to always read the rules when you're making season win total bets. For most books, it's as long as they play the teams on their schedule and they play 12 games, those tickets should be good. So if Buffalo wins, and they should, as an 11-point favorite, that's going to be one that I can cash that I wouldn't have been able to cash if they didn't make up the game.
Yeah. You took 14 with Akron, though?
Yeah, I took 14, and here's why. Now, number one, maybe I'm overreacting to what I saw last week, but I didn't like how Buffalo closed out the Kent State game. There was another bad beat, if you want to bring it up. They're up 14, going to kick a chip shot field goal to go up 17 in the middle of the fourth quarter, and they lose the game outright. More importantly, it's what I saw with Akron. I pay attention to how teams close out that first year under a coach. And, I mean, I got to tell you, Akron had not only their best performance of this season, they had their best performance of the last 5 or 6 years last week, and that was with a backup quarterback. So maybe things are finally clicking there with Joe Moorhead. Anything above 10, I think, is worth a lean bet on the Zips here.
All right, good luck to you. Hope it falls 7. Scoop both of them. Conference USA title game tonight. Both teams, it was a rematch, rather. Texas San Antonio at home, laying 8.5, sky-high total. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, I haven't bet it side or total yet. I think I'm waiting for another tick or two up on the total and a pizza bet on the under, but I think it's a very fair number. Keep in mind the North Texas running back situation. They've been playing without their top two running backs the last couple of games.
Okay, in general then, and you just mentioned that you've made up more than 1,000 bets so far this college football season. Now that it's boiled down to championship week, and you bet Akron so far, I'm going to guess that you bet Troy because that number has moved so much, but you're not going to find many glaring holes in the market. So how do you approach this weekend? Do you take your foot off the gas a little bit and not have that many bets, or do you dig a little bit deeper to find angles? What do you do?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I'm super aggressive on Sunday, and this is a little niche in the weeds, but obviously Circa opens the market typically, sides and totals every week. This week they didn't. There was other books that opened up the market before Circa. I got to tell you, there were some mistakes that I haven't seen from Circa the last few weeks. So there was, but I didn't expect to have a ton of line value because of the reasons you said, but there was more than a few bets. Like Ohio-Toledo, that total was off a touchdown. That's moved 7.5 points. And the Troy game was a really bad number, I thought, at the open. So believe it or not, I still ended up making like 10 bets, even though we got 10 games.
Do you think that's people just trying to middle the game, a little buyback? Why that open 4.5, got to 10.5, and now back down to 8.5 with Coastal and Troy?
No, I think it's all about the injury situation with Coastal's quarterback, Grayson McCall. I think the early money, like guys like myself, number one, we thought it was a bad number to begin with.
Yeah.
And then number two is we didn't expect Grayson McCall really to play. I mean, it's a foot injury, and it's still only 3-4 weeks since he suffered it. And it's tough to recover from one of those. But then you got more positive reports on Tuesday and Wednesday that, hey, he's going to try to possibly give it a go. So I think that's been the reason for the line movement there.
Okay. So you said the losses would come at some point for USC. It hasn't happened. Here it is tonight in our backyard. They win. They're in the playoff. Open one at some spots. The only team that beat them, Utah, fantastic game earlier in the season. Big total. What do you think of the Pac-12 title game tonight?
Yeah, it's another one I didn't bet side or total. I would lean Utah 3. I think we'll get more those threes popping again. A big sharp betting group took 3 a couple days ago on Utah, wiped that out. But I think you'll see some threes back in the market. Pizza bet plus 3. Again, it's a third straight big game for USC. We'll see how they handle that with all the pressure on them. But you got to be impressed with what you saw at USC. I mean, they did win the line of scrimmage against Notre Dame last week, something I don't think anybody really predicted.
Okay, and we start the day with the Big 12 title game. I hate to bring it up, another bad beat. You had Kansas State in the first meeting with the catching all those points and the injury happened. How about K-State, a small dog in this one?
Yeah, I'm more confident in this one. Kansas State for me, plus the 2.5. You want to wait and see if a 3 flashes. I'm not sure it's going to flash because guys like myself are going to take 3. If it's up there, it won't be up there for long. I mean, you mentioned it. I mean, Kansas State's up 18. They're down to a couple series in the second half with a third-string quarterback. Will Howard's playing well for them. And look, TCU every week, even last week, you think, oh, they won 62-14. They won by 48 points. That's the TCU all the public's been betting on. But the reality is that one was even misleading. They only outgained Iowa State by 47 yards despite a 48-point victory. So, again, generally speaking, like I've said all season, TCU's overrated. Yeah, you cannot continue to have box scores like TCU and not expect to pay the price at some point.
So, Brad, this week I think is the first time all year long that I've heard actually people who I trust make the case that either TCU or USC could win this whole thing. Based on what you just said, you're thinking that TCU basically has no chance against Michigan and they can't win the whole thing?
Well, I mean, with the Michigan's injury to Blake Corum, I mean, that hurts them. But, I mean, here's what I'll say. I cannot wait to see what the line is. Say that the playoff, goes as expected here. You got 1 versus 4, Georgia versus USC, Michigan versus TCU. I'm certainly looking to bet Michigan in that matchup, and depending on the line. I'm really looking forward to betting Georgia in that matchup against USC. I do not see USC hanging with Georgia. I think a blowout there.
What would you make it?
I would make it 13.5, 14. I think there's a possibility to see a 9, 9.5.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I'm not going to be surprised if they open up below 10.
Yep.
Anticipating.
I hope they do. I hope they do. You talk about bets. I'll have a bet on that one. A big one, too.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we're going to continue one more segment here with Brad Powers, professional sports bettor, college football handicapper. A lot to get into still with him. We got to ask him how much research he's already done for the bowl games when they pop, and how soon he's going to fire on these games, because it is tricky, Paulie, now more than ever, obviously, with people not wanting to play in these bowl games, the transfer portal, etc. And also, coming up, it pays to make bets as early as possible. We'll run down Brad's portfolio for the championship games that we have, and this goes all the way back to, I'm guessing, May? June, for sure. Making these bets for teams to win outright. We'll run that down for you coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, First Bet app, the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now, please.
Yeah, we continue here with professional sports bettor, knowledgeable handicapper Brad Power. Has been so cool to us the entire year, coming on every single week throughout the entire college football season. Some advice here for the audience, Brad, and it comes down to, you know, betting these bowl games, and it's trickier now more than ever. How much research have you done already for the bowl games, and what would your advice be to grabbing these numbers as soon as they're put up on the board?
Yeah, it's the question. I think, you know, you'll hear me say winning's hard, but I'll tell you, when it comes to bowl games, if you handicap the motivation correctly, it can be very easy to win bets in bowl season. So what are you looking for? Obviously, motivational discrepancies. It is the biggest thing. And, well, where do you see that? How do you handicap it? Well, I mean, the good thing about the last 4 or 5 years is if a team's not motivated to play, players aren't going to play it. I mean, forget showing up. They're just going to transfer out, or they're just going to declare early for the NFL draft. So, yeah, look at your early draft boards, first, second round. I would say in non-meeting, you know, the non-playoff games, likely that those players aren't going to probably suit up for the upcoming bowl game. Look for interim coaching situations. A lot of times, I mean, you look at the Nevada-Western Michigan game, you had a Nevada team with an interim coach, half the players, you know, didn't play, and you had a line move of 10-plus points in that one. So just look at the transfer portal. Look at preseason expectations and how that team did. You know, did they exceed expectations? Did they fall short? You don't have to be Elon Musk to figure some of this stuff out. But I would say, like I do each and every week, bet early. I mean, the lines are going to move. I mean, you wait a week or so, you're going to be missing out on guys like myself probably moving the market 4, 5, 6, 7 points.
Well said. Also, your portfolio for this weekend, championship weekend. This is we will pat you on the back right now for this. This is a great job done by you. But also, people can pick up on this because you shop around, you go across the country. Books are opening up these numbers, you know, sooner than ever. And you were doing this back in probably early May, my guess is, grabbing some of these numbers for this weekend.
Yeah, you know what? I was betting more season win totals week one in May. Believe it or not, conference title futures didn't hit the market until July.
Oh, okay.
But, look, it's nothing that I do that's, you know, that smart. It's just a lot of instances, it's just look at 10, 15 different books. One book's going to have, you know, with regards to Michigan, a lot of books had 5-1. One book had 10-1. It makes it a bet for me for what I thought was going to be the second best team in the Big Ten. So, look, as much as, you know, I like myself, as much as I respect the job you guys do as far as the show, I mean, one of the best piece of advice I could give to anybody in this racket is to just shop, have as many outs as possible. And with futures prices, so many times you can get, double. A team 15-1 at one book, they're 30-1 at another before the end of the summer. You have a ton of discrepancies.
You have North Carolina 30-1 tomorrow night to win the ACC. Game plan with that, or just let it ride, or do something in play?
Well, my biggest conference future bet, as far as the amount I placed, was Clemson plus 140. So okay. I already got the hedge there. So, yeah, I don't do anything. And for those listening, like, oh, he's got all these, you know, hedges. How many bets did he make? Did he bet every team in the conference? No, I bet like two teams on average in the conference, just two teams I thought had the best value. And here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're set up here with these, and we can put the tweet back up. You're set up well, but the other bets that you made that are not listed here are, you had losing bets as well. No doubt about it, going back to July.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I have those futures there, but you know, I've already lost like 14 of them already. Sure. So, I'm going to end up with a profit, but yeah, I mean, if you can handle, you know, having some losers, certainly. But, you know, Tennessee, 100-1 to win the SEC. That's a losing bet, but I right. still look back at that and say, hey, that was a really good bet.
That was a really good bet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You love this sport, as you mentioned. What does it, will you take it up another level if that's possible when we get to the 12-team playoff? And to think about the schedule, I mean, in 2024, we're going to have those first round games in like December 21st. The title games will be played on MLK Day some years.
So me as a batter, more college football, the better. Me as a fan, I'm worried. We're getting rid of divisions, which I know a lot of people like, but I mean, I'll just give you an example. I mean, we'd be seeing Ohio State, Michigan for some back-to-back weeks this week. And when you get rid of divisions, there's some things that, you know, I think I'm not going to like as much, because a lot of the big time, the big games in the college football regular season just are not going to matter that much. But of course, like Tulane, UCF, that game would matter a hell of a lot more. Not only would it be a chance to go for a major bowl bid, but now, you know, the winner of that game is going to the playoffs. So, yeah, I think overall it'll be a positive. Anytime you can play more games, more meaningful games, more games that you can bet on for higher limits, yeah, I'm all for that.
At the same token here, fellas, that's going to mean more teams are going to be motivated. So finding those spots, Brad, where the team, you're going to have Team A going against Team B, one of them wants to win their bowl game, the other one's like, screw this, I don't want, nobody's going to play. They want to go to the draft of the transfer portal like you talked about earlier.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what the bowl situation is after we go to 12 teams, because I think there's probably even going to be less emphasis on the remaining bowl games, which is good for me, because there's going to be a lot of uncertainty, and I feel like I can price that uncertainty better than the market, at least better than the market early on in the bowl process. I'm not waking up on game day, ooh, I think I can handicap this better than the market right now. But I think early on in the process, I'll do a good job.
All the money, Paulie and Mitch Veasan, the Sports Betting Network. Brad Powers, our guest at Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com. Your best bet, the number's gone, but you laid 5 with Troy. Is that your top play?
Yeah, I'd still lay it, because, I mean, look, even if Grayson McCall plays, it's a foot injury. I question how effective he's going to be in the quarterback run game. 2, Jamie Chadwell, the head coach for Coastal Carolina, is interviewing for other jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know how it is during a week. If I'm distracted, if I just do an extra couple shows, I mean, I'm not as prepared as what I could be. And then 3rd, I just think Coastal Carolina is an overrated team. They're 9-2. They've been outgained on this season, despite the fact they're 9-2. They have a negative yards per play margin on the season. And that was a team that typically had a, you know, the last couple of years had one of the top yards per play margins in the entire country. So they're just an overrated team to begin with.
Yeah, what do you think about that if he goes to Liberty? Are you surprised that he would take the Liberty job, or do you think there's something maybe a little bit bigger out there for him?
I thought there'd be something bigger, but it just hasn't materialized for him the last couple of years. Liberty's about as good of a Group of 5 job as there is. I mean, he's going to be making $4 or $5 million a year. That's a step up, believe it or not, for him, a major step up.
Wow. Okay. Speaking of overrated, let's put a bow on things here on a couple teams. And you tweeted about this. Miami went 1-10 ATS this year, and Oklahoma somehow went 6-6, but they were favored in every game but one.
Yeah, Miami's ATS record and the ATS margin, I mean, failing to cover on average by double digits per game was as bad as I've ever seen it, especially for a public team. You'd think the market would get corrected, and it just cannot downgrade Miami fast enough. And then the Oklahoma side, think how much you downgraded Oklahoma throughout the course of the season.
Right.
For me, it was more than a touchdown, and yet still, the final tally, this team was favored. The only game that they were underdog in was the Texas game. So, big reason why... In preseason, I bet Oklahoma over 8.5 wins and thought I had a good bet.
God. Great job, my friend. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck with the Bulls.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Unbelievable job. You, great season. Brad Powers. There you go. So they'll expand to 12 teams and all that starting in 2024. First round games in 2024 will be played the week ending December 21st. Championship game that year will be January 20th, 2025. And then January 19th, 2026.
Those are Monday nights. Good.
Yeah.
So we'll come off of a weekend. We're not going to have playoff games on that Monday night, because that'll be the divisional round in theory. So they're going to be played on... We'll have playoff games all Saturday and Sunday in the NFL, and we cap it off with the national title game. That's incredible. extend the season as far as possible.
Uh-huh.
I love that idea.
Imagine what a weekend that's going to be. My God. Go 4 playoff games, campus sites, all the props, and then, okay, here comes more NFL at you, right?
And they begin the playoff before Christmas.
Yeah.
That's as good as it gets. And they've dropped the ball on this for, and by the way, Bill Hancock, the guy in charge again, like the idea.
Yeah,
we're
right
on board. This makes a lot of sense.
Oh, you liar. I interviewed you. He said that people about the Peach Bowl. It's an experience that kids will never forget.
No matter what scenario they pitch out there. This is why it's going to work.
God.
It's amazing.
The regular season, I tell you.
Higher upside moving forward, Miami or Oklahoma?
Oh, boy. Boy, Venables did not win.
I'll say Miami because I think Crystal Ball is going to be able to recruit like a banshee.
What does it matter, though? He did it Oregon. He had Herbert. Yeah, he kept the Lamborghini in the garage.
Yeah, they also won games there, though, too. Not a zillion games, but Oklahoma's going to the SEC.
Yeah, yeah. That was ugly. They certainly missed Riley.
Up next, Survivor plays this week. Plus, do we want to tease up, tease down, or pass? And which team screws up the Moneyline Parlay here on Follow the Money? It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Ready to do it again. 90 minutes coming out. More soccer. Lace up your cleats. BetRivers online sportsbook. World Cup in full swing. Perfect time to check out BetRivers. Log in every single match day. Get a free $10 bet when you place a wager of at least $25. They have the latest odds, lines, and boost. Create the perfect match day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. At BetRivers, it's a whole new game.
Did you map out your Survivor all the way through week 13?
Oh, I did.
He did not?
Okay. I did not. I didn't. Thank God I didn't. Dealing with the punishment.
As soon as I went out in week 2, I burned everything that I had.
Fitz would still be alive.
If it wasn't for the Patriots?
If it wasn't for the Patriots against Fields. Yep.
Who would he go with this week?
Minnesota Vikings.
Against the Jets.
Yes. Trust them with the extended rest, he said. You are taking your life in your hands if you take the Browns in Seattle, he said.
Fitz is very good.
Yep.
I talk to him all the time. He's super sharp.
He is. We miss Fitz. He used to work at the South Point.
Yep.
Doing his own thing, doing a hell of a job.
So here's what happened.
Fitz has got the chicken.
Here's what happened last week. 35 entries were on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
16 on the Jets, 11 Niners, 6 Commanders, 3 on the Chiefs.
So 18 have them left? And that'll be very important for Christmas. Which, if you've used the Dolphins, now if you make it to Christmas, you're going to make some money. The equity's crazy. But if you use the Dolphins, God bless you. That's another guy. I go, Fitz, who would you use then if you used Miami? He said Colts. I go, get the hell out of here. But you have Chargers at Colts. You have Denver at the Rams. And you have Tampa at Arizona.
Feel free to lock me up right now.
What the hell would you do?
I'd look at Denver.
That's not crazy. I will not say get drug tested.
Okay,
Okay. I have no.
Good. Stafford. If Stafford doesn't play,
yeah,
I think you have to look Broncos
on
Christmas Day.
I mean, what's the point now? Just shut everybody down. You're missing the playoffs. I mean, they've lost 5 in a row. They're pathetic offensively.
That's going to really, really, really sting when they have a top 3 or top 4 pick and it's not theirs. But that's like every team
like
in the
Denver.
Top 10.
Yeah, Denver, Saints as well. Yep. Yep. Looking at if you use the matrix, it's, you know, who do you have left and how crazy do you want to get here? Certainly going against you. I mean, so risky. Watson's first start in 2 years, but even the Texans have been god awful. Do you trust Seattle on the road against the Rams? Seattle should win up to 7 now, and it's not going to be Stafford. Donald's out. Robinson out for the year. No Cup. No, it's.
I would actually say this too. Would you, if you have the Cowboys remaining, do you hang on to that team one more week? You don't play him Sunday night against the Colts. You play him next week against the Texans. And if you're alive, what you just said about the Browns, do you just keep fading Houston? I would be, I think, okay using the Browns this week. I know it's Watson's first game.
If they get me, right.
If they get me,
they
get me.
They have 1 win. They're terrible. So be it.
They're bottom of the barrel.
Well, sure. I mean, that early in the season, there's no way you think like that. But now, sure. I mean, you're running out of options. It's December now. I mean, who do you have left? You're up against it.
Yeah, I would. If I'm Stefanski, I ease Watson back into the mix here. We're not going to go guns a-blazing. There's no reason to. They can't stop the run.
They won't stop Chubb.
You have Chubb. You have Hunt. You should run the ball 40 times in this game and get out of there with like a 28-13 win.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a day.
Yeah. Ravens are obvious, but I can't imagine hardly anyone has them left.
Yeah.
So that figures to be, I think you get an angry Baltimore team coming up on Sunday. And again, Denver. Denver has failed to score more than 17 points in 9 of the 11 games. They've lost 7 of 8, the birthday party stuff. I mean, how can you be this bad on offense?
And that's the team
in today's NFL.
That's the team that we want to hold until Christmas.
Okay. Well, if it's Bryce Perkins and throwing to you, I mean, come on.
Good hands, man. Velcro grip.
That is tough.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to go Chargers. Who knows? That there's a lot of, but who's playing quarterback for the Colts though? The day after Christmas.
So yeah, there's a good chance that team also is going to be completely done at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Mail it in, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
I could say this. I don't want Tom Brady. No way. I could see Arizona winning that game at home with Murray and Hopkins. I can't do it.
How about tease up, tease down, or pass this week? Numbers that either go above 7. So you're going to get actually more than 3, more than 7, or below 7 and below 3 on a two-team six-point teaser. Right now, do you want the Falcons plus 7.5 against the Steelers, or do you want to pass?
No, I like the Steelers. I'm with Chernoff on that one. Owned Atlanta all time, 14-2-1. Not turning the ball over the last couple of games. And Atlanta now. Remember the great story and the great run ATS? Bye-bye. That's gone. 1-5 ATS run, and they played one of the easiest schedules in the league.
Yeah, they are.
So they can't put people away either.
No, that's the thing. But
they're feisty.
They play in close games.
Yeah. But I like, I'm with Chernoff. I like the Steelers again.
How about Giants at home plus 8.5 against the Commanders or pass?
Well, this figures to be a low scoring game. I played the under. Heineke's ATS machine now. 11-1 run. Are they going to blow him out? Well, if Danny turns it over, but that's... Oh.
I think it's unlikely. Again, the total is 40. So if you can get more than a full touchdown with the Giants, I think... Put it this way. I like it, but it's not my favorite teaser leg of the week.
Okay.
You get to the Ravens minus 2.5 at home against the Broncos or pass. This is probably my favorite teaser leg that we have.
All right. I'm with you.
And again, going back to what we brought up earlier in the week... Joe Osborne's been on this show plenty of times. Good dude in the space, gambling space. He tweeted out that if you're teasing against the Broncos or Rams, if you've done that all year long, it's 22-0.
Yeah.
And both teams fit that criteria this week. Broncos there, where you could lay 2.5 with the Ravens, which I have done. You can also do Seahawks minus 1.5 on the road against the Rams. You okay with that? The report is, what did McVay say on Stafford?
Unlikely to play.
Yep. Safe to say Stafford's not going to be playing in week 13. So the coaching edge here goes to Pete Carroll. I know they lost last week.
Well, the run defense, which with the Rams can't exploit it.
Yeah.
But Seattle run defense couple, horrific. But it's right there for you to make the playoffs. You haven't played the Rams yet. You get Carolina at home. You have that huge game in 2 weeks with the 49ers coming to town. Yep. You'll probably lose. But it's right there that they can win 10 games and go to the playoffs.
Yeah, current form still. Seahawks much better than the Rams are.
Yes.
And then late game Sunday afternoon. What a spot this is. You can tease the Bengals up to 8 or 8.5 against the Chiefs. I know you like KC.
Yeah. Well, the Mahomes angle in November and December. Yeah. And it's double revenge for him. How often do you see Mahomes in this spot, too?
Dustin's got to be salivating about this.
Sure, loves it.
Our producer.
Yeah. Great game. Still, we disagree on Cincinnati. You're high on them. I'm not there yet. I know they're on a great ATS run. I don't know what happened in the Monday night debacle at Cleveland, but the big win last week on the road, a lot of respect here for them. And then later in a couple weeks, they get Buffalo at home, too. So we're going to find out about Cincinnati, and it would be a damn shame if the Ravens can't win this division. There is a huge disparity in schedule. But they just lost to Jacksonville and blew that 9-point lead with 6 minutes left.
Yep.
But they're playing Denver. You get a Bengal loss. You've already beat the Bengals. I mean, I think it's like 240 now. I mean, if the Ravens can't win this division, it's a big choke job.
Let me ask you this. We'll play the what-if game. What if the Bengals beat the Chiefs and the Bills at home? After the Bills game, what's the narrative of Cincinnati? They can come out of the AFC again?
Yeah, sure.
They can clearly beat anybody.
Yeah, and also how what the scores are like. I mean, is the defense clamping them down? I mean, are they containing Allen and Mahomes, yeah.
or
is it just Burrow and Chase Superman?
What I'll flip it. What if they lose both games, but they're super tight? Like, they're in it the entire time. It's a one-score game the entire way. And let's say they lose, like, 28-24 in both games. I'd still say the Bengals, a team that I don't want to play in the playoffs.
Sure. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but look at that schedule again, if you guys can pop that up again. This is, again, you did this a month ago at least.
Oh, that's why I bet the Ravens.
Yeah.
I laid as high as $4 on them.
Oh, that's got to be moving forward.
You can't lose to Jacksonville. You can't blow these leads, Baltimore. But, yeah, this is a bear coming up. Kansas City. You get the rematch against Cleveland. Now it'll be Watson. You got destroyed the first meeting. You have Tampa at home. Not easy. You go to New England. You have Buffalo at home. And you play the Ravens again.
God.
Meanwhile, the Ravens are playing, they're playing the Steelers, which will be a tough game coming up. But you take out Denver. You get Pittsburgh. It's right there for Baltimore. That's already beat them. Cincinnati has a horrible record inside the division.
Here's the great news. That's 5 out of 6 at home to close. Look at this team at home so far on the season. Now, it's not great competition, but 42-21 over Carolina, 35-17 over Atlanta, 27-15 over Miami. That was no Tua, right?
They got hurt in that game.
Yeah, right. Okay. They blew week one against the Steelers. They probably should have won that game by 2 touchdowns. They had 5 turnovers, missing extra points, etc. Yeah. So they have been really, really good at home, and they get 5 out of 6 now at the friendly confines. So that's big. Who screws up the money line parlay? I'll throw 5 or 6 teams at you. Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Seahawks, 49ers, or Cowboys?
49ers, Eagles.
Okay.
That's how I'd rank them.
Those are the two teams that I would go with as well.
Yeah. Big test for Miami. Big test. Nice job.
Well, they go there and win.
Yep.
I can't wait. If that happens, either way, I can't wait to talk about that game on Monday.
You don't apologize for a win in this league. All I'm saying is I keep hearing about Vikings frauds, Eagles haven't played anybody.
Right.
Take a peek at the San Francisco resume.
We have fun props that usually pay off with long odds coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
VSiN Cyber Monday deal's been extended. Sign up today, become a VSiN Pro subscriber. You get a daily recap of the top plays made by every host and guest. Nigel likes cards over in the Serbia match. Betting splits let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. Great place to shop for hats, shirts, mugs, other gear. VSiN.com/subscribe. Great holiday gift.
Feedback on Twitter. Thanks to Jeremy listening in Florida today. He points out that the Bengals play the Buccaneers in Tampa. Thank you. That was a snafu on the scheduling spot there. That's not at Cincinnati. And this is also from Jake. Jake says on Twitter, call me crazy, but I think Houston will bust the money line parlay. Watson hasn't played in years, and that environment will be tough.
Yeah.
Playing for him, this is Houston Super Bowl.
I absolutely agree with that. You know, this whether he has rabbit ears, he's never, come on. He's going to walk in, he's going to be called every name in the book. Rapist, you know, you name it. And the accusers have a suite at the game, and he hasn't played in a couple years? I mean, come on, think about it. You mentioned the what-if scenario for Cincinnati, because they have KC and Buffalo coming to town. Everything's going to flip on Miami based on the next couple of games. Either watch out, team to beat, right there with Kansas City, or, yeah, but at San Francisco, at the Chargers on Sunday night, at the Bills, Green Bay at home Christmas, at New England.
Yeah.
That's what's coming up for Miami.
It depends on how they navigate this, but you bet
it's
it.
It's brutal.
Dustin bet it. You guys have like 30-35-1 in the Super Bowl.
Are we going
to
cash the win total? No problem. We got over 8.5 wins. We
right.
Need one more win. We
right.
have 28-1 Super Bowl. We have 5-6-1 division.
If they go 2-1 on this road trip, that's
watch
looking
out.
Pretty juicy then.
Yeah, right.
The AFC playoffs this year, again.
Well, if I sweep Buffalo, I mean, if you're giving me a win, I'm winning the division then.
Yeah.
Barring a collapse. Right. I should be able to beat the Chargers on Sunday night. And who knows, if the weather cooperates, big if in January, going to New England, they can't score.
Mm-hmm.
And New England scored 7 points in the first meeting. But what do you expect out of Watson? Props? You can't touch these props. Who knows what he's going to look like?
I don't think it's going to be much. I would go under on his props, and like I talked about, I mean, to me, it's an easy game plan against this Houston team.
Right.
Because the defense is so bad. And you know, I mean, the blueprint has been out there the entire year. Just run the football. And you're really good at running the football. Now, Cleveland's offense has been really, really good this year. Brissett was solid, man. And I actually, if their defense was better, they'd be in the playoff mix. And then I'd be saying, you can't possibly start Deshaun Watson this week, but they're not really in the playoff mix because they lost so many games that gave it away. But here is Watson talking about what he needs to do to run the offense.
You know, I just really just try to make as many plays as I can. You know, if that's with my feet, with my arm, that's, you know, handing the ball off to 24, 27, whatever I need to do to, you know, try to make this offense continue to do what they're doing. You know, Jacoby, like I said before, Jacoby's have, you know, I think our offense is in the top five in pretty much every category. So, you know, I got to hold up to that standard and do everything I can. Don't try to do anything special. Just try to let the game come to me and execute whatever needs to be for the quarterback.
Okay, if he doesn't want to do anything special, let the game come to him. That tells me they're going to, like, not have the foot on the gas the entire time. But if they can't slow down the run game and they're, you know, going down on every single drive and scoring, how about the Browns to have the most points this week on that prop? Highest scoring team. Highest scoring game.
Not bad. Yeah. Miami had 30 at halftime. And then sat everybody. That could be something there, too. I think you take a peek at Minnesota Jets. Highest scoring game. Right? Based on what, again, that's an indictment of the Minnesota defense if you watch what New England's done last night and then the rest of the year.
Yeah.
What's happened. But are they slowing down the Jets? And Minnesota should get their Sauce against Jefferson.
Cool. Can't wait to watch it.
Great matchup. Well, they actually call a penalty on Sauce. That'll big how they officiate this game, too. So I'd look at that one. Highest scoring game.
Yeah, again.
And some of these, I mean, with the odds not bad, but Jacksonville-Detroit is obvious, too. Lions allowing 28 points per game, and then they've allowed 24-plus in 9 of the last 11. And Lawrence was great last week in the win against Baltimore.
Will that continue?
That's, I don't know.
Does he have back? Because that was the best game he's played in his career.
Yeah.
Against this Lions defense. They've been much better again lately over the past 3 or 4 weeks, especially against the run. And by the way, Etienne got hurt, had to leave the game early last week for Jacksonville. Does this kind of open it up here for Lawrence to play well again? That game is
It's the second choice.
Yeah, plus 475.
Right. Jets-Vikings is 11-1.
Okay, I'm right on board for something like that.
Okay.
What would you need for the Broncos and Ravens sitting at 35-1?
What are they going to score? What are they going to do? What 17 is the best you can do with Denver.
Hey, what? Packers-Bears 19-1? Fields was practicing this week. Those two defenses, Bears have been a total over team lately. Packers can't stop anybody now on offense. 19-1 for that game?
All right. Yep. Lowest scoring, I would go Washington and the Giants. because I think that has all the makings of a 16-10, 13-10 type affair. That one could be, right? Both teams love to run the ball, so you're going to chew the clock as well. Plus 650.
Okay.
A little chalky, but that's it's hard to get there. Look at some of the matchups, though. It's tough, right? I mean, Dallas shuts down Indy, but what does Indy do?
Well, Indy's defense is legit.
Maybe.
Can they?
Is that a 20 to 10? Could that be a 20? You know, something like that. It's hard though. But this has just been a kooky year, and these have been great props the last month with the 50 to 60 to 1s that have come in for teams. High, low with teams.
If I told you right now the Colts will limit the Cowboys to 17 points, would you bet it? It could be 17-3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Sure.
So I think if that were to happen, then I would say, yeah, plus 950, absolutely sign me up. Because I don't really see the Colts winning like 27-17 against Dallas. There was another game too. Oh, what about Dolphins 49ers? What if the game flows like a 49ers game typically kind of does? And the defense allows nothing, and Tua can't get it going through the air. And I know it's got a high total on the game.
I think it's a better chance of being higher scoring.
Well, I mean,
because of Miami's defense, but that's you can't sell me on that. No.
Yeah,
I want high scoring Miami. San
you do
Francisco.
Okay. I was going to say if Garoppolo has the off game, if it's bad Jimmy that shows up,
yeah,
and he's not connecting with his receivers, McCaffrey. I know it sounds like he's doing a little bit better, but the knee pops up again.
Well, what are we talking though? Are you thinking 16-13? I mean, that's...
That's kind of the range that you need to win this prop, yeah?
Yeah. Now, there's too many other options here. What's the high on that, guys? Can you put that back up? Give me the high on that game. Miami-San Francisco. Because I would look at the high.
Plus 950.
Eh, not good enough. Damn.
Rather go Jets-Vikings?
Fun, though. Yeah. Well, you want to go Minnesota team. High team Minnesota. Jets haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. And again, that stat I mentioned going back to 1990. You start 8-4, you're 82%. You're 7-5, you're 55%. They also lose the tiebreaker to Baltimore and Cincinnati. Mm. But team, that's all over the board too for the team stuff. Browns are the co-favorites with Kansas City.
How about the Jets 35-1 if they pull off the upset? High-scoring game. I mean, it's a 3-point spread. Vikings are 16-1. Jets are 35-1.
Yeah.
Is that completely nuts? I would say no.
Yeah.
But also, if you anticipate the Chiefs and the Bengals to get into a shootout, high total, plus 850 on KC. They played in that humdinger last year in Cincinnati. Bengals are 12-1.
I see Tennessee Philly low scoring. Do you?
I kind of do as well, yeah. I think Hurts is going to have to beat the Tennessee defense in the air, which he can clearly do.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we've talked about many, many times on this show throughout the entire year, the Titans are really, really good against the run.
I'm right in that sweet spot there on the right side, right? Packers 25, Dolphins 30, Jets 35.
Yeah.
I think maybe even Pittsburgh 40-1 against Atlanta's defense.
Yeah, I could see something like that.
I think for a high-scoring team, you look in that area.
Yeah, because these big tickets cash like every single week for these props.
Yeah. Great props at DraftKings. Excellent job, guys.
What's the game that you're anticipating the most to sit there and watch and maybe bet in play? Would it be Niners-Dolphins or is it KC? And finally, the late games on Sunday.
They deliver.
Let's hope.
I think Seattle should just destroy the Rams. The Rams shouldn't be able to do anything on offense.
Even with Seattle's horrible defense?
But it's run defense, though.
Yeah.
They can't exploit that. And with Perkins? No.
You know, Perkins,
this is a get-well spot for Seattle, and this is, you know, if it's Rams don't do anything offensively, and it's just every commercial break, you're betting Seattle, and you're laying 7.5 and 10.5, and right, I don't think the Rams do anything.
I know it was the preseason, but if you want to go back to that time of the year, Perkins actually looked pretty good, had his moments. Now, Seattle's a playoff contender, but will Perkins, if he plays, let's say they do sit Stafford, they don't want to get him banged up any more than what he is for the rest of the year. Does Perkins look like that at all throughout the rest of the year?
No. Go back to your other point, your question. Yeah, Miami, San Francisco.
That's you. Okay.
That could be a high-scoring game. Yep. Maybe it isn't. No one's getting stops in this game.
Up next, former U.S. goalkeeper Tony Meola is going to join the program. Other than the obvious, what's the number one thing the U.S. cannot allow the Netherlands to do in tomorrow's match? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.